dynamic powerhouse style, combined with his empathic approach to human transformation, have made Tony Robbins America's results coach and a world-class leader of profound sensitivity and insight.
So this is the ultimate success formula. It comes down to knowing what you want, why you want it, taking massive action, know if it's working, and that's it. Anyone who succeeds does this.
Take a front row seat for Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within. You'll learn to immediately break through your self-imposed limitations, create lasting change, and condition your mind for a lifetime of constant and never-ending fulfillment.
There's so much in our lives that we can do. We could all be up at 6 a.m. with total passion for living. We could all be as fit and healthy and as strong as we can imagine. We all have the capability for that. We could all have the impact on our friends and our kids and our families that we want to have. We could also be happy every single day. We could. It's not impossible. The problem is our belief systems keep us from actually engaging the parts of us that would make that a must and not a should. Because we all got lots of shoulds, right? I should do this, I should do that, I should go on a diet, I should follow through, I should spend more time, I should make that extra call, but we don't actually do it, we just what I call should all over ourselves, basically. And so we want to turn those shoulds into musts, and anybody can do that. How many of you have had an experience where in a moment, something you've been working on for years, or struggled with for months, you just like nothing worked, and all of a sudden, wham, I mean, you just, something happened, you said, that is it, never again, no more, and you made the shift in a relationship, in your business, in your career, someplace in life. How many can relate to this? Say, I. This is really the beginning of a journey, and it's a journey that I can promise you will be one you won't forget, not because I'm so great, but because you got all these things inside of you. If you came here for me to be your guru, you came to the wrong place, because that's not what I'm about. I'm just a guy. I have some really good solutions to ideas because it's been my obsession. What makes people what they do, and how do you change it quickly when what they're doing is not what they want? How do you produce results? You don't have to be too smart to start seeing there are patterns in human behavior, and they're predictable patterns. And when you know what they are, you can change things in lightning-like speed, just like your mechanic knows how to fix your car, hopefully, or your computer expert pretends that they know the answer to that. Each one of you have your focus. You have an area of your life that you know much more than I do, and you're an expert in that area. So I'm not coming to you this weekend as having all the answers, but I've got some that work just because they work globally, meaning worldwide, no matter what your background is, what your past experience is, your gender, your color, your religious beliefs. There are certain fundamental laws of the human psyche and the human physiology that when you engage them, you will get results, period. In fact, I got a question for you. How many of you in this room have ever gone to an educational experience of any sort, a seminar, university experience, anything? You learned something you really thought was valuable. I mean, you really truly knew was valuable, but then you never actually applied what it is you learned. How many have had this experience? Say, I. How many have had this happen to you more than once in your lifetime? Say, I. How many still feel like you're intelligent? Say, I. How is it that an intelligent person like you and I could learn something more than once, know it's valuable, and then never use it? Well, the answer is because we've all been taught a big lie. The lie is that information is power. Information is not power. Information is potential power. Only one thing gives you power, and that's action. But I want to tell you right now, I don't believe in positive thinking. Positive thinking says, go to your garden and say, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds. Okay? I got news for you, buddy. There are weeds there and they're gonna take your garden, okay? So I'm not one of those positive thinking people. I want you to be clear about that. I believe in intelligence. Intelligence says this, number one, see it as it is, but don't see it worse than it is, which is what most people do out of fear. Most people are so afraid of being disappointed again that they say they're skeptical or they're pessimistic. When someone says they're skeptical or pessimistic, you can translate that real quickly as I'm fearful. I'm afraid to get hurt. I'm afraid to get my hopes up. I'm afraid to try again. I'm afraid to go through the disappointment. I'm afraid of what other people say if I don't look good and it doesn't work out well. I'm afraid to fail. That's pessimism. That's skepticism. Courage means you got to see it as it is, but you also, step two, got to see it better than it is. You got to know how it really is, but then you got to get a vision for what you want. There's a great book called The Good Book that says, without a vision, people perish. And you know what? We all have to have a compelling vision, a compelling future. How many of you know exactly what you want in your life? How many have no clue? Where are the rest of you people? Kind of in between? Well, I'm not quite sure. On the cusp, are you? So we're going to help you develop what is that compelling future. But you got to see it is, you got to see it better than it is, and then you got to make it the way you see it.